rather have a Raleigh.
I'd 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 rather have a Raleigh.
Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three.
Raleigh Cigarettes invites you to the beautiful Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard, to the music of Harry Sosnick and his orchestra. Our guests tonight, Miriam Hopkins, Henny Youngman, Renee Clare, and Robert Benchley. There goes the spotlight, and here she comes, our vivacious star, the incomparable Hildegard.
Rainbow in my sky. Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. I wonder why. Am I so happy I could cry? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. What makes my heart beat ever so fast? Am I at last in love? Why does heaven seem to be nearby? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to the informal Raleigh Room. Well, it's the eve of Halloween, and there are plenty of spirits around, but everyone seems to be enjoying them. So, Harry, a little walking around music, please, and we'll say hello. Ah, good evening, Mr. Stillwell. How's Mrs. Stillwell? And, oh, and there's Corporal. How do you do, Corporal Jones? Well, and here is my favorite humorist and movie actor, Robert Benchley. Good evening, Mr. Benchley.
Good evening, Miss, I'm sorry I don't seem to remember your last name.
I don't really need a last name. You see, my first name covers everything.
Well, we can't say that about your dress, can we? What I mean to say was, Mr., what was your last name again?
I told you it's Missing.
Oh, yes, Miss Missing. But I was going to...
No, Missing isn't my last name. My last name is Missing.
Hildegard. Talking about names, I had an aunt who had a most unusual first name, Abraham.
Abraham? Oh, she was evidently named after Abraham Lincoln.
Possibly. She certainly looked like him. Everybody called her Honest Abe. At a very early age, she was admitted to the bar. Every night we had to carry her home.
Well, let's forget about your aunt. What about you, Mr. Benchley? Surely such a popular gentleman isn't alone tonight.
Well, I invited Miriam Hopkins to join me. I sent her a note, and just to make it more intriguing, I signed my nickname.
Oh, how romantic. And what is your nickname?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather not. I don't...
Oh, come on. Don't be bashful.
Well, it's... it's Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit? But will she know it's you?
Sure she will. I mailed a letter.
Well, we ought to find her out... we ought to find out soon, because there is the brilliant actress herself, Miss Miriam Hopkins, standing in the doorway, and she's looking for someone.
Must be me.
Oh, a head waiter, please escort Miss Hopkins to this table. Thank you. Good evening, Miriam Hopkins. Please... Good evening, Hildegard.
Hello, Bob. What are you doing up so late?
Well,
Hildegard, what do you think? A man sent me the most charming invitation to meet him here, and I just know he's the young romantic type. Peter Rabbit. Hildegard, let me read you his charming little note.
Not here in the Raleigh Room.
Oh, what do you know about romance, Granny? Hildegard, listen to this. My dear little gumdrop. That's me.
What flavor?
Go on, Miriam. Dearest Miriam, If I had all the marshmallows and Fig Newtons and O. Henrys in the whole world and put them in one big lump, they wouldn't be as sweet as your little pinky.
I'm beginning to detest that man.
You're jealous. Hildegard, I can't wait to see him. I'm sure he's tall, dark, possibly a shade over 30.
Well, of course, he's been in the shade a long time.
But, Miriam, what makes you so sure you know what he's like?
Well, I know handwriting. Just look at the contour of his W's. That shows youth. And look at that firm slope of his D. That shows that he's romantic. And look at the way he twists his eyes.
That shows he's nervous.
Miriam, don't you know who it is?
Well, from my analysis, I'm almost convinced that it's Gregory Peck.
Well, suppose it's someone like Robert Benchley.
Robert Benchley?
Miriam, I think I know who your Peter Rabbit is.
Well, you see, when I wrote that, I mean, I... Well,
Robert Benchley, don't tell me you are...
Yes, gumdrop.
Oh, I should have known the way your capital B drooped. So you're Peter Rabbit.
Well, at least rabbits are friendly.
Waiter, order... Just bring one order of carrots and lettuce. Yeah, but bring them for two.
Well, you two nibble at your dinner because I have to go to the center of the floor to sing a song. Ladies and gentlemen, America's favorite, Till the End of Time.
Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you will love and live for till the end of time. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time.
There's a gentleman talking to the cigarette girl.
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
Yes, millions of smokers are saying, I'd rather have a Raleigh. Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three. First, throat
protection.
Second,
better taste.
Third,
lasting freshness.
Not just one, not just two, but all three in Raleigh cigarettes. And it takes all three to make a perfect smoke. That's why millions are saying, I'd rather have a Raleigh.
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
I'd rather have a Raleigh. I'd rather...
Well, if it isn't René Clair at the ringside, comment ça va? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the very great motion picture director, René Clair. Bonsoir, Monsieur Clair. I'm delighted to see you. Bonsoir, Monsieur Clair.
Hildegard, I've been looking for someone who speaks French.
Ah, Monsieur Clair, il est wonderful to parler avec a gentleman so distingué.
I'm still looking.
Ah, but Monsieur Clair, it's not often I have a chance to speak French to a Frenchman.
That I can understand.
But if you'll excuse my Milwaukee French, dites-moi, quel business brings vous to New York?
I'm here to direct a new Broadway play.
Mais oui! Well, what is the name of it?
The French Touch.
I know they do. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a brilliant hit, n'est-ce pas? But dites-moi, how do you like Hollywood?
Oh, Hollywood is... Hollywood, c'est un endroit extrêmement charmant. Il y a beaucoup de jolies femmes là-bas. Alors, je les aime beaucoup parce que je les aime bien. Je les aime.
Répétez, s'il vous plaît.
Voilà. I said, in Hollywood, the girls, how you say, ooh la la.
Oh, that kind of French, I understand. Monsieur Clair, I've just seen your new 20th Century Fox picture called And Then There Were None, and it is truly marvelous. Tell me, as a director, what do you consider the perfect movie actress type?
To my mind, the perfect movie actress needs a good background in theater. She should have lots of spirit, and she should be a brunette.
Brunette? Well, by tomorrow morning, a lot of blondes will resent that.
By tomorrow morning, a lot of blondes can be brunettes.
Well, we have a very great actress in the room tonight who is a blonde, and she might have a word on this. Oh, Miriam Hopkins, what do you think? Oh, Miriam, excuse me, you know Monsieur Clair, of course.
Of course, we met in England in 1936. Hello. Oh, Monsieur Clair, I was interested in what you had to say. There's one brunette I admire particularly.
Who is that, Miriam?
Gregory Peck.
Oh, then you agree with Monsieur Clair about brunette.
Not really. I don't think hair color has much to do with acting. Perhaps Monsieur Clair hasn't done much thinking about it.
But I'm speaking for the camera. For myself, Miss Hopkins, I consider you one of the greatest artists of the screen.
Well, he's certainly thinking now. Ah, the French torch. Charming.
Merci, Hildegard. Ça a été très gentil de vous rencontrer ici. Je vous remercie encore de votre bon accueil.
Yes, yes.
Monsieur Clair, that's English for oui, oui. Oh, thank you, Miriam. Monsieur Clair, you made me very happy by coming up on the floor tonight. And just for you, I'm going to sing a happy song. In other words, je vais chanter pour vous une chanson gay.
Merci.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Well, look who's over there picking up his sandwiches, check, and the silverware all at once. Oh, Henny Youngman, you're not leaving now, are you?
Oh,
Henny!
I'm in an awful hurry. In fact, I have to get over to the Capitol Theater. I'm practically on stage now, but I did want to thank you for sending me to that friend of yours for a hotel room.
Oh, you mean Mr.
Thomas. Did he get you a room and bath?
Yes, he got me a room and a bath. Of course, it's a little inconvenient. They're in two different hotels. I got the room on one condition, that I share it with another party, the USS Missouri. That's a nice room, but I have to get out by election day. Then it becomes a ballot box again. You know, I think I have the room that Washington slept in, only his name isn't spelled out in full on a door. They have no heating over at that hotel. On a cold day, a bellhop knocks on your door and reads a chapter of Forever Amber.
Kenny, I'm awfully sorry about the room.
Oh, it's all right, Hildegard. I have to run now. I'll see you later, though. Say, incidentally, if you have a chance, tell Harry Sosnick not to make any more dates for me. I will get my own ugly women. He got me a girl last night. She must have flown in on a broomstick. Every girl has a right to be ugly, but she abused the privilege. She had bags over her eyes. She was built like $1 million, only the money was deposited wrong. Well, I gotta go now. I'll see you later.
Well, anyway, please, I'm glad you stopped in between shows, but can't you stay a little while longer?
Oh, I really can't, Hildegard. You know how crowded it is on Broadway. That traffic is murderous. Why, to get on the other side of the street nowadays, you have to be born there. And how do you like that Mayor LaGuardia, wise guy?
Well, what about him?
What about him? He changed all the traffic laws in Manhattan and he moved to Riverdale. You know, I parked my car on an express street, and when I got back, the cop said, your car was just hauled away to the pound. It'll cost you $1 a day, but I'll never call for it. I'll leave it there for 17 years.
Why?
My mother-in-law's in it. I gotta go now. I'll see you later, Hildegard.
Oh, Henny, are you planning to get a new car?
Well, yes, I've been looking them over. I'm very interested in the new cars. I want to see what's going to knock me down this year. New cars are wonderful. Everything's going to be automatic. In fact, they have a special invention. This invention will cost you $100 extra. It keeps the inside of the car nice and quiet. It fits right over her mouth. Then they have another invention. You know, this year the license plate will be underneath the cars. Say you get hit as you get knocked down, as you lay there, you take the guy's number down. Then I saw one car. This has a special button. Now listen to this, Hildegard.
Yes.
When you push the button once, a blonde gets in the car. When you push it twice, a brunette gets in.
Well, did you buy the car?
No, I bought the button. So long, Hildegard, I gotta run.
Henny Youngman, it was a delight to have you here, and I hope you make it on time. Harry, do I have a song? Oh, of course I have. I knew I wanted to do something. Mr. Claire, just to show you that the French language is not foreign to me, I would like to sing a chorus of I'll Be Yours in its original French. It's called J'attendrai. Oh, please, a warm romantic spotlight. J'attendrai le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai toujours ton retour. J'attendrai qu'à l'oiseau qui s'enfuit, viens chercher l'oubli dans ton nid. Le temps passe et court en battant tristement dans mon cœur plus lourd. Et pourtant, j'attendrai ton retour.
to be a lively discussion going on at that table. I wonder what it's about.
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
Why are millions saying, I'd rather have a Raleigh? Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three.
Number one, throat protection.
Raleigh cigarettes safeguard you from tobacco dust. The microscopic particles of tobacco dust which you inhale are definitely harmful and irritating to your nose and throat. To remove this dust, Raleigh tobacco is now scientifically vacuum cleaned. No greater throat protection can be had in any cigarette.
Number two, better taste.
Yes, perfect taste from the finest tobaccos grown, combined in the masterful Raleigh blend created by the world's largest producer of cigarettes.
Number three, lasting freshness.
Right, long-lasting freshness. Made possible by Raleigh's original ThermoVac process. Raleighs are fresh when they're made, fresh when you smoke them.
Remember, Raleighs give you all three. Not just one, not just two, but all three. Throat protection, better taste, lasting freshness. And it takes all three to make a perfect smoke. That's why millions are saying,
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Oh, Harry, I wanted to compliment you on your music tonight.
Thank you. You know, tonight we're using something very new in instruments.
Yes?
One of the violins is made of aluminum, and two of our trumpets are plastic.
Well, they shouldn't drink on the job.
I said plastic, not plastered.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, tell me, does the violinist like his aluminum violin?
Oh, sure. When he gets hungry, he boils his eggs in it.
My. Times are changing awfully fast, aren't they? Oh, Harry, wouldn't it be fun if we could look into the future and see what the Raleigh room would be like in 1975?
While you're looking, would you see if I got a raise?
No, you didn't. Harry, I'll tell you what. It would be fun and different for a change. Let's make believe this is 1975. Maybe we can get Miriam Hopkins and Robert Benchett to be our futuristic customers. All right, Miriam, Robert, are you game? Good. Now, you two are a married couple in 1975.
My, the future looks dark.
Do we have any children?
Don't look at me, dear. Ask Toby.
It's 1975 in the Raleigh room. Harry, a little stratosphere music, please. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Why, there's Shirley Temple and her two little grandchildren. And there are my dear friends, Miriam and Robert Benchley. Good evening, Miriam and Robert. Why so late tonight?
Well, you know, Miriam, she insisted on wearing her glass evening gown. I had to putter her up in the back.
Glass? Oh, it's lovely, Miriam. Is it new?
No, it just came back from the window cleaners. Yours is a very nice dress, Hildegard. I love that shade of green.
Oh, it's that new material they make out of Brussels sprouts.
It's good enough to eat.
Robert.
Yes, Gumdrop. You know, girls, the funniest things happen in my office. Today I was a little late, and I...
Yes, dear. Hildegard, have you been following that wonderful afternoon television serial? Which one? Porsche Faces Jet Propulsion?
No, John's Other Grandmother.
Splendid. What were you saying, Robert?
Well, anyway, when I got to the office, I said hello to Fred Smythe. Oh, Fred, I said, you know, he's a great... He's a secretary. He's the guy that commutes from Colorado,
yeah.
You know? Well, my secretary, Mary, who was just finished washing her hands, she's always washing her hands, that girl. She's a very clean girl. Miriam,
look who just came into the Raleigh room.
Where?
There.
Why, it's Van Johnson. Oh, my, he was my idol back in 1945. Hiya, Baldy.
Miriam, you're always looking at men. I saw you yesterday standing in front of the drugstore looking at men's legs. I wish long pants would come back. I don't see why you don't look at me for a change. Everybody says I'm getting better looking every day.
Then what happens to you every night?
Well, anyway, my secretary...
My secretary has a problem, too. She can't make up her mind between two fellows. You see, there's this rocket plane salesman, Bill, and there's this other fellow, his name is just like Bill. Horace. Horace, that's it.
Oh, Hildegard, what's the latest song you've been doing?
Oh, it's wonderful. Listen. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup.
Well, darling, you were singing that in 1945.
Well, it takes me a little time to learn a new song.
Well, anyway, my secretary is going to marry Stanley tomorrow.
I thought you said his name was Horace.
Hildegard, don't tell me you were listening.
Well, Hildegard, we'll have to be going soon. You know we have a dinner appointment in Moscow.
Well, when you get there, be careful. Don't trip over those Russian steps. Ha, ha, ha. How's that for 1975?
Let's go back to 45.
Thank you, Miriam and Robert, for that intriguing glimpse into the future. And I must learn some new songs. But now for the present, an old song which has become my favorite and has become a new song again called It's Only a Paper Moon. Hey, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a good night to you all, wherever you are. Oh, darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday night when Hildegard entertains Walter Houston, Earl Wilson, Ham Fisher, creator of Joe Palooka, producer Brock Pemberton, and Bert Wheeler in the Raleigh Room.
The sound of approval. And that, gentlemen, is how you'll express your approval of Sir Walter Raleigh, the tobacco that smokes as clean as a whistle. For the choice brown burleys are mellowed with a light touch of rum. You get a distinctive taste, a natural, true tobacco flavor. And Sir Walter Raleigh burns cool and even, leaves a clean, dry ash in your pipe bowl. Sooner or later, it's your favorite tobacco. So try a smooth-smoking pipe load. From then on, you'll prefer Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. Robert Benchley is currently appearing in the Paramount picture, Duffy's Tavern. This is the National...